This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Illinois prison guards have been taking the witness stand in a federal courtroom in Springfield. They've been giving testimony in the trial of two guards accused of beating Larry Irvin, a 65-year-old prisoner who died after the altercation. Irvin's story is part of the current season of WBEZ's investigative podcast, Motive. WBEZ's Robert Wildebohr is the editor of Motive. He's been covering the trial and joins us now. And Rob, first, this trial's been going on for about 3 weeks now. What's it been like in the courtroom?
Yeah, it's in the federal court building in Springfield in a large ceremonial courtroom. Because of COVID, the situation is a little different, of course. The witnesses are actually testifying in the jury box. The jurors are actually in the gallery where the public usually sits. And the attorneys and the defendants are in the well of the courtroom. And they have large plexiglass panels on the tables separating them.
We know that several guards have already testified. Tell us what they've been saying.
Yeah, it's kind of been a parade of guards. And there's no camera footage of the actual alleged beating. That took place in a vestibule, but there is a lot of camera footage around the vestibule and around the prison yard. And so there's been a lot of video, but like you can't really see what's going on because it's just like a bunch of guys in uniforms running by and walking by. So there's been a lot of kind of tedious testimony from the guards saying, oh, yes, okay, here in this video, that's me there. Okay, now what about this video camera from this angle? And then you walk. But all of that is to establish that they were in a place to witness what they say happened. And what they're saying is that they saw three guards beat Larry Irvin in a vestibule leading into the segregation unit at Western Illinois Correctional Center, and it's a place where there were no cameras. So obviously that testimony is key.
And so if they're saying that they witnessed the beating, what are the guards saying they actually did about it?
This is disturbing in many ways because there's so many guards who witnessed this and helped cover it up. All these other guards, they, you know, failed to intervene. They failed to report it on their incident reports, and they admitted on the stand and told jurors that they lied to state police about it. So it's really problematic. And I asked the Department of Corrections about the status of these employees, you know, and what they admitted under oath. A spokesperson for the department told me that the department values transparency, but then they wouldn't comment due to ongoing litigation. And there's always ongoing litigation against the Department of Corrections. And I've been reporting on this for a long time, and I feel like no matter what you ask them about, so often it's no comment because of ongoing litigation. And it's really problematic to me given how hidden and troubled the department is and has been for a long time.
Rob, let's talk about what kind of defense the attorneys for Todd Scheffler and Alex Banta have put up. Those are the two guards that are charged in the beating.
Well, they've been attacking the credibility of the guards who have been testifying, saying, oh, you said this on the day of, and you said this to the Illinois State Police, but now you want these jurors to believe that you're telling the truth today, huh? So kind of really focusing in on the changing stories that a lot of these guards have told in official forums. And then there's one guard who was also charged, Willie Hedden, but he's now cooperating with prosecutors, and he testified about how he and Scheffler and Banta beat Irvin. Defense attorneys spent a lot of time drawing out from Hedden how he struck a deal with prosecutors and how he's hoping for a lighter sentence and how that is a really strong motive for him to point the finger at the other two guards and try and help prosecutors get a conviction.
As I mentioned earlier, the trial's already gone on for about 3 weeks, but it seems like it's going to finish up next week.
The judge said she's expecting closing arguments Tuesday. Then it would go to the jury. Of course, the jury could finish next week, though their deliberations could run into the following week.
Rob, thanks for bringing us this update.
Thanks, Melba.
Rob Wildebohr is part of the WBEZ team working on our investigative podcast, Motive. This is WBEZ.